A team of scientists at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, spent 6 years trying to understand the structure and function of a protein essential to the survival of Plasmodium falciparum. That's the single-cell protozoan that lives inside mosquitoes and is responsible for the most lethal form of malaria. The microscopic parasite needs the protein, an enzyme called PMT, to make its cell membranes, and it cannot survive without it. Dr. Joseph Jez, who led the research team, says cracking the code of PMT's design is like finding malaria's fatal weakness.
If you can target the protein and basically kill the activity of the protein, you'd shut down the production of those building blocks for the membranes, which will then make the organism, you know, either start to die off or at least slow the progression.
Dr. Zez and his colleagues used a complex and painstaking method called protein crystallization to view PMT's molecular structure in three dimensions. He says the method was critical to their study.
If you can understand what this sort of what the molecule looks like in three dimensions, you can start to design or develop pharmaceuticals that target it specifically. And so the uniqueness of it is that this is a new potential antiparasitic target for Plasmodium. And as we talked a little bit about, in terms of also potentially nematodes or worms that are parasites as well.
Dr. Jez adds that because Plasmodium PMT is not found in human cells, any drug that targets the protein could be safely administered to humans. Dr. Neeraj Mistry is managing director of the Global Network for Neglected Tropical Diseases. He says the research is an important step toward powerful and safe new drugs to fight the worldwide malaria plague.
It opens the door to developing new drugs that affect specifically that parasite, that will not affect the host or have severe side effects, but it only affects the parasite, which means that upon identification of that pathway, we might be able to come up with a unique drug that actually affects that malaria parasite.
The work of identifying compounds that target the Plasmodium PMT is just beginning. But the Washington University research provides new hope not only for new anti-malarial drugs, but for compounds that can destroy a variety of disease-causing parasitic worms, as well as weedy plants that all depend on the same PMT protein. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.